Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So, yeah, after the last couple of weeks, I'm starting to wonder if America is actually broke. I mean, I'm starting to wonder if it was ever necessary to borrow all of the money that we borrowed.
Well, I concur with that. That's the question. Was it really necessary? The answer is no.
Well, no, but I mean, literally no. Or was there just so much theft and fraud from the federal government that had it not existed, our children wouldn't be debt slaves. Now, that would have to be a large amount of fraud, okay? We're talking, and I'm really talking more in recent years, right? I mean, the Iraq war, Afghan war, $7 trillion there. Obviously, that's not fraud. But no, just because of the massive, massive, massive amount of fraud. Let me tell you just, I mean, just rounding up what's in the news. For the first time, for instance, the New York Times admitting the $200 billion we printed and sent to Ukraine might have largely been stolen. And it was a grift. Tens of billions, not millions, billions in aid were stolen by Zelensky's inner circle. Something we've reported here for many years. In fact, it's so old that Tucker Carlson was saying it when he was on Fox News.
He was documenting it a couple of miles back, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, and he was even talking about going on a ski vacation and, you know, in Europe, like a nice one, I guess the kind you can afford when you make $25 million. That's what his contract was.
Yeah, we wouldn't know.
And he said, it's all Ukrainians. They're all Ukrainians. They're like Ukrainian management. They're just like, they're all there. They're skiing. They're in the best chalets. They're rich. The New York Times, one of Vladimir Zelensky's most vocal defenders, now admits his team stole billions in U.S. financed aid. Now, how did that happen? Remember Senator Josh Hawley begging Mitch McConnell, the crooked Republicans and the crooked Democrats up there, please, can we at least include in our Ukraine funding bill some mechanism to document where the money is going so we can say where it was spent? No can do. Sorry. Headline, New York Times, Zelensky's government sabotaged oversight, allowing corruption to fester. No, that was actually the leadership of the Senate that sabotaged the oversight. And then Zelensky just pocketed the money. So we're talking just hundreds of billions of dollars right there, right? But let's keep going. Last couple of days, we have the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, is on television explaining how $30 billion in supposedly green grants didn't go anywhere green or anywhere red or anywhere but in the pockets of Democrats. And what they do is they pass it through 3, 4, 5 different NGOs that you know are run by friends, and they all take 10 to 15% off the top. And by the time it gets where it's going, there's no solar panels built. But everybody's rich, though. Now, the good news here is he says, listen, we canceled this $30 billion. He's talking particular about one $7 billion check. Do you remember me talking about this check? Kamala Harris personally drove to Maryland to drop it off in the ceremony. A $7 billion check. And nobody even bats an eye.
Yeah.
Here's the head of the EPA
And get this, we found in one program, Solar for All, which is a $7 billion program that we have canceled and Congress has rescinded, that the money was going through, at times, four pass-throughs. So a dollar would go through four pass-throughs where each of them were taking at least 15 to 25% cut. Zero tolerance policy should be the way, whether it's President Trump in office or his predecessor. Unfortunately, his predecessor, when they had one party rule in Congress, they were lighting tax dollars on fire left and right to pay off their friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're up to, $230 billion, right? But let's keep going. Why not? Dr. Oz, every day now, is having a jaw-dropping press conference or, you know, ex-post about just the level of the fraud. It's mind-boggling. 4.4 million illegal enrollments on Obamacare. 4.4 million illegal or improper. What does that mean? Fraud, theft. You didn't qualify for the subsidies. In a lot of cases, full 100% subsidies. Or there is a scam running where they loosened the rules under Joe Biden to get maximum sign up. And if an insurance agent can get your name and your birthday, that's it, not even your social security number, they are then allowed to sign you up, whether you've ever signed up, you know, agreed to it, signed off on it or anything. And that is how we got to the incredible story last week. They're going through fraud-wise. Trump isn't, God bless him for this. I don't think anybody's ever done it in my lifetime. They're going through the fraud and realizing upwards of 35% of the people on Obamacare are not. They don't even know they're on Obamacare because they were signed up in the Joe Biden era. Every name that you get, name and birth date, and they turn it in, they get a subsidy from the federal government. It goes direct to the company. You never see it. You don't even know you're on it. There's a lot of double enrollments because of it. So people have no idea that these insurance companies are scamming the government. And the reason that's happening, again, is because Joe Biden loosened all of the fraud controls. So you don't just have Somali immigrants robbing the government blind. They're thinking it's going to go $8 billion just in Minnesota alone.
There's some real Americans.
You've also got the insurance companies. I mean, they're robbing a place blind, too. This is Dr. Oz describing yesterday this fraud. It's mind-boggling.
The Government Accountability Office just released a shocking interim report on widespread fraud within Obamacare. Let me explain what's going on. During the pandemic, the previous administration took a variety of actions that weakened crucial safeguards. For example, they eliminated common sense income verifications, which are central to making sure people actually qualify for the program. They also expanded the number of people who got completely free health insurance via what are called $0 premium plans, which is a huge problem because if you don't pay anything for a plan, you might forget that you have it, or you may be enrolled in it by an unscrupulous insurance broker without your knowledge. To date, we've received complaints from hundreds of thousands of Americans who didn't know they were enrolled in an Obamacare plan until they got paperwork from the IRS related to their tax credits. So, why was this allowed to happen? Because the past administration prioritized achieving big program enrollment numbers over protecting program integrity.
Wow. Now, here's the good news, and I always say this, you know, this is going to make you mad. The good news is we know this because we stopped it. We're stopping this. We're ending this. Again, you're talking about tens of billions of dollars of fraud here. And I know why the Democrats did this. They weren't trying to maximize enrollment. They were trying to get the illegal immigrants on the plan in a way that wasn't traceable. I mean, you take 12 million people in 4 years and some months you don't create any jobs. I mean, you got to clothe them, you got to house them, you got to feed them, and you got to provide for their medical care. That's a lot of people to hide, Lee. And so that's what they were doing. But the thing is, these insurance agents figured it out. Wow, all I got to do is get Maude here on the phone, who's 89 and doesn't even know what she's talking about, to give me her name and her number. Yeah, she's on Medicare, but it doesn't matter. All I got is I got to have a name and a birthday, and there's a subsidy for Maude. I get my cut, and she gets signed up. The insurance company gets their cut, and Gen Z
pays for it.
Pays for it. Yeah. Debt slavery.
Yep.
Debt slavery. Here's Dr. Oz talking about, I mean, these are incredible numbers. Again, 4.4 million improper enrollments.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million individuals who were enrolled in both Medicaid and an Obamacare plan in 2024, which taxpayers, by the way, are footing the bill in both of these cases. You get double insurance. You're not paying for either. We've already started cleaning up the system by removing about 1 million people from Obamacare who are or should be covered somewhere else. This alone is going to save taxpayers billions in waste. In fact, the very first rule we announced in this administration was our marketplace integrity and affordability rule, which would have, and I'm listing it out, enforced common sense income verification checks, made sure people who were enrolled knew they were enrolled, and blocked illegal immigrants from accessing taxpayer-funded care. But here's the bonus of it all. Our rule would have lowered premiums across the board for Americans by an average of 5%. That's a lot of money. Now, we're on track, doing fine, until Blue Cities brought a politically motivated lawsuit against us, tying up this important rule in litigation. I want to applaud Congress for at least giving us some additional tools through the Working Families Tax Cut legislation that will enable us to bolster verification in future years. Meanwhile, we're continuing to fight every day to clean up the Obamacare problems. And as this report rightly points out, there's still a lot of work to be done.
So fraud so massively, it would have saved us 5% on our health insurance premiums on average, every American who's on health insurance. You know how much money that is? Those plans are $26,000 to $30,000 plans.
Yeah.
Large. So either your business, your company paid for it, or you did. Just illegal immigrants and Democrat fraud.
Well, and increasingly the consumer is paying more for it, even because the employers are not able to or say that they're not able to continue to increase their contribution. So guess who pays for the increase? You do, the employee. And all of us see that as it comes out of our checks.
Absolutely. And again, it's just fraud and illegal immigrants. I mean, so these are real numbers. They are making Americans poor. So the good news is, I mean, can you believe Democrats are suing to preserve the fraud?
Yeah, I can believe that.
It's just jaw dropping.
Yeah.
Suing to preserve them. But the good news is we're in there. We're digging this stuff out. Every day we find more and more and more and more to the point where is it possible we could actually, without trying, balance our budget if we just got rid of the fraud?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, I've been hearing that phrase for decades, but yes, please.
I mean, I'm starting to think it's possible.
Yeah.
Because it's 35% of Obamacare signups. Listen, Senator Roger Marshall. Oh, okay, and I'm having trouble with my...
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare, and then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think they're...
Yeah, because they don't know they're on it until tax time.
Yeah.
So Somali immigrants and major insurers running the same scam, theft from the federal government.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.